where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A 50-year-old from Petrolia has been charged with dangerous operation of a vehicle and failing to remain at the scene following a crash in the hard oil town over the weekend. At around 7:30 Saturday night, police were called to a two-vehicle collision on Petrolia Line between Tank Street and First Avenue. Police said a black Mustang struck a pickup truck, then left the scene. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Police said the driver was arrested at the Petrolia OPP detachment on Sunday. A new study calls for targeted harm reduction policies after finding a quarter of the deaths among people in their 20s and 30s were due to opioids in 2021. Researchers at the University of Toronto say the annual number of opioid-related deaths in Canada doubled between 2019 and 2021 to 6,200. Researchers noted the surge coincided with pandemic public health measures that reduced access to harm reduction programs. A plan to make growth more seamless in the future has been outlined for a final time in St. Clair Township. NPG Planning Solutions President Mary Lou Tanner presented official plan changes at a recent public meeting. Policy updates have been recommended to cope with three emerging issues: short-term vacation rental units, the production of cannabis, and green energy projects.
The official plan is providing very clear direction that short-term vacation rentals will be three guest bedrooms maximum. The owner is to reside on site, and anything greater than three bedrooms requires a zoning bylaw amendment application.
The draft document defines what a cannabis production facility is, identifies where they can be located, and places limits on outdoor cultivation and processing. Rezoning will also be required for wind and solar energy projects if approved. Sarnia's recreation team has come up with a plan to navigate an overwhelming interest in pickleball programming and court availability in the city. Additional programming has been added to the Strangway Center, and public booking is now available online. Recreation Superintendent Randy Shaw says spring and summer programming has been expanded by three additional sessions.
They're available Mondays at Germain Park, Wednesdays at Cathcart, and Thursdays at Blackwell. And they're just in addition to our regular program that we have here in the city.
Registration starts today. You can visit the city's website or contact the Parks and Rec Department to book a time. And if you filed your taxes before March 15th, the first installment of the 2024 Canada Carbon Rebate may be delivered into your bank account today. If you filed your taxes after March 15th, the first installment will likely arrive May 15th. If you haven't filed yet, it'll be June or July before you get your rebates. Ottawa also just launched a new online estimator that shows just how much you should get from the rebates. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, high of 14, clear tonight, a low plus 4. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.